Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we do come together and celebrate in this time of worship. And I hope that you all are planning to stay for our celebration of ministry following worship today. Right? Yeah? I'm waiting for a response. All right. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate the ministry of this past year and look forward with anticipation to this coming year. Also, there's door prizes down there, just so you know. So when you go in, you have to write your name on a little sheet of paper and put it in a thing, and then we'll be picking it out. And all the door prizes were made by Pastor Lori and myself. Well, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. Anyway. So we prepare ourselves now with our confession and forgiveness. And we begin here at the baptismal font once again because it's here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life, and we take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ. Amen. We sing our hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, inwardly digest them, that confirmed by their promises, we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading this morning is out of Nehemiah, chapter 8. All the people of Israel gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest, Ezra, brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The word of the Lord. The psalm this morning is Psalm 19. If you could read with me responsibly, please. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims its maker's handiwork. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, it comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound and innocent of a great offense. Our second reading this morning is out of 1 Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our most respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts. The word of the Lord.
Savior, open now your saving word. Let it burn like fire within us, speak until our hearts are stirred. Alleluia, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the fourth chapter. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Huh? Any kids here? We're going to roll with that. Come on, Sophie.
Good morning, Signe. And Sophia, are you coming? All right, come on down. We'll go here then instead. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. So I'll keep it short and sweet then. How about that? Huh?
Yeah, keep it short for the short one.
So I was going to ask you, do you know somebody in your life that maybe went away for a little bit? Probably not you, but then came back and said, "Hey, guess what? The Bible was talking about me." Yeah, you think maybe you can think of someone? Yeah? Maybe. Well, here's the deal. That's kind of what happened to Jesus and his family. He went away for a little while, And then when he came back, and they didn't really have the Bible, but they had scripture readings, right, their own at that time. And he came back and he unrolled one of those scrolls and he said, "They're talking about me." Well, do you think that would be pretty hard to believe if you heard somebody say, "That Bible was talking about me"? Would you say, "No, sorry, those scriptures were really, really old and you are not, and they could not possibly have been talking about you"? Is that what you would tell that person? You don't know. You're totally lost right now. You're just got baby eyes, right? Yeah, I can see it. How about anybody sitting out there? Would any of you tell somebody that came to you and said, "That Bible was talking about me"? Would you tell them they were crazy? They are nuts. They are off of their block. Yeah or no? Yeah, right? Most of us would say, "Absolutely not. That Bible wasn't written about you or me. It was written about Jesus and the people who lived then." Guess what? It is about us. Just like when Jesus read that scripture, he was talking about him. It was talking about him, just like the Bible talks about us every day. Every day we can open the Bible and it will tell us how to live our lives, how we should be thinking about being with other people, right? Even you. Yeah, how about that? So the next time we read the scripture out of the Bible, do we get to say, "Oh, that's just about some old people who are gone and not with us anymore"? Or do we get to think about it and say, "That's about me too"? Yeah, just like Jesus, we get to read about ourselves in the Bible. How cool is that? Yeah, how cool is that? All right, thank you for joining me. Yeah, thank you for taking that big step. All right, here we go. We can head back.
Did you get some smiles? A lot of them? Yeah, that happens. Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful this day. We are grateful for your word and how you speak to us through your word. And I pray that may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Are all your Christmas decorations down? How many of you still have some hanging out? Okay. Did you know Easter's almost here? Did you know Christmas is almost here? It'll be here before you know it. And just think of all the things that happened this time where we are today and all these different things. Time just kind of goes by so quickly, and there's so many different things that happen within the scope of the rhythm of life. We even got graduation is just around the corner too. You know? We're in kind of a cold snap right now. Did you notice that? Yeah. But it'll warm up and life will proceed. The last few weeks we talked about baptism and about its place and how important that is, about being named and claimed as children of God. When Jesus was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit and the affirmation from God that he was the Son of God, the Messiah. And in the weeks following, Jesus sought to discern what shape that ministry would take. These kind of milestone type of things. And today he returns to his hometown to announce what he has decided to do. You know, there's a lot of danger in going home. The first church that I served was about 20 miles from where I grew up. People knew me. People knew me. Growing up, they knew who I was. I resisted going that close to home because people knew me. They knew all the bumps and the warts and the blemishes that were part of my life. In fact, there was a high school classmate of mine that was in the congregation. Well, to make the long story short, I resisted, but then the synod came back and asked me, would you please consider it again? And so I did. And so I took the call there, and it was one of the wonderful places that I've served, one of the many wonderful places that I've been able to serve. And that, oh, by the way, that includes this place. But it's difficult going home. It's difficult, but people know you. They, you know, this is Jesus, the son of Joseph and Mary, the carpenter. He's coming home. And then he goes into the synagogue and unrolls the scroll, and he selects a passage from the prophet Isaiah as his personal mission statement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Wow. That's what he said, and that's what the people heard. Now, the people of Israel and the world had waited a long time for this very thing to happen. The coming of a new age, of a change. Jesus understood that he was the fulfillment of this scripture, and that through him, the people, in fact, the world would be freed. See, the words of Isaiah here are not just some generic statement, what everyone hopes will happen. But we know that Jesus did exactly what he said he would do. Because setting us free is Jesus' ministry to us. He came to set us free. By his death and resurrection, Jesus has set us free from sin. Not only because sin no longer needs to have any power over us, we are also forgiven, and that we can walk in newness of life, and that forgiveness provides for us. Jesus frees us from our fears and our worries. In other words, we don't need to live storm-tossed lives, being tossed to and fro. Doesn't mean there aren't storms in our lives, but we know that we're not alone. And we know that through it all, Jesus gives us life, abundant life. It's wonderful to be able to sit in the blessings of our baptism. To sit and just kind of take in God's love. But we also know that there's more to the Christian life than that. And being a disciple of Jesus, we know that as God's children, as followers of Jesus, as members of the body of Christ, Jesus' ministry becomes our ministry. We have been set free, and we now live to set others free. You know, really, that's what we're going to be meeting about after church today, our ministry, and how that engages and affects others, all those around us, including you who are sitting in this room. You know, we call America the land of the free, but are we a free people? Think about it. Think about ways that we chain ourselves, that we bind ourselves. We chain ourselves to economic slavery because we can't get it ourselves to stop believing that our lives will be better if we have more and bigger things. We keep hectic schedules. How many have hectic schedules around here? I do. Because we believe that doing means that we are useful and we have value. We're measured by our doing. We are not content to simply be. You may have heard the term, you know, are we human doings, or are we human beings? Hard to be. Think of our culture, our country right now, how we're so wrapped in fear. Fear of terrorists, fear of outsiders, fear of people who are different of us, fear of the new and the different. We are called to proclaim the favor of the Lord. We are called to proclaim the release to the captives, to the people around us, people who are enslaved and empty. We are called. We, you and me, the body of Christ here and now. You know, Jesus returned home to minister to the people in his hometown. And perhaps that underscores the reality that ministry begins at home. And I would say that home ministry is the most difficult ministry that we have. In our home and our work, we need to walk the talk. We need to show what we believe, not just say. Our faith needs to be genuine. And our Christian walk needs to be in line with what we say we believe and who we understand God to be. Today is a day of good news. Not only is this good news a life-changing good news for ourselves, but we also receive it with a purpose and a direction for our lives. You see, we are free. We are free. And we live that others might be free too. That's who we are, as God's children, as God's people. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us and moves us. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you are able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the Church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the Church. We pray, empower bishops, pastors, deacons, and teachers, evangelists, and all members of the Christ body with your Spirit. Open our hearts to hear your word of life and respond in lives of service. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the earth, for all creatures of the land, air, and water. Heal the land damaged by disasters. Make us wise stewards of all you have entrusted into our care, Lord, in your mercy. For the nations, liberate us from our captivity to fear and waves of violence. Free those who are unjustly imprisoned and those who are imprisoned for working for freedom. Give us vision to seek the pathways of peace, Lord, in your mercy. For those in need, rescue those who suffer abuse or neglect. Bring end to hunger and greed. Accompany those who are alone or vulnerable. Comfort those who grieve and all who are ill. Especially today, we remember Ron, Sue, Don, Ann, Kathy, Lexan, Kevin, Sean, Ann, Libby, Owen, Bryce, Leo, Sam, the family of Mike Haviland, and all those who grieve. Lord, in your mercy. For this assembly, bless those who proclaim your word and those who teach. Bless those whose talents are not recognized, and teach us to honor the gifts of all your people. Lord, in your mercy. For our celebration of ministry, bless our gathering following worship today, Lord. Help us to see how you use us in this community and throughout the world. And give us vision and eyes to be open to where you would have us go. Help us to step out in courage and faith and trust, Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, remember those who have gone before us in the faith. Wipe away all tears and bring us with them to the joy of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let's share that peace with one another. invite you to stand as you're able. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives unto you, we are an offering. Lord, use our voices, Lord, use our hands, Lord, use our lives, they are yours, we are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, all that we hope to be, we give to you, we give to you. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you, we are an offering, we are an offering. Let us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it and gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host of the meal, invites you to come to the table to eat. So come. It's been set for you. Ashley. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Like children in the arms of Jesus, receiving blessings, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song.